UTA spokesman Jerry Carpenter says trains moving north to Salt Lake and south to Provo were fully loaded with passengers opening day. He says there were minor hiccups and delays typical of a new service.
This is probably largely due to the fact that we have a whole new set of customers who aren't used to trains. They're taking a little longer to board at the stations and a little bit longer to exit at their destinations.
UTA has also altered track service. On Saturday, trains will begin running 1 hour later than usual, and Sunday service will end 2 hours earlier. Also, the Green Line, which normally goes to Salt Lake Central Station, now ends at Arena Station, which allows UTA officials to test trains out on the new tracks line that will offer service to Salt Lake International Airport. It's scheduled to begin operating in April. Carpenter says downtown Salt Lake City bus service has been adjusted to better serve commuters coming into Salt Lake, and there have been changes to bus service in Utah County.
The most dramatic change was replacing the express bus service with our new Frontrunner line, so we've invited those express riders to come over and try out Frontrunner.
For more detailed information on current bus route and track service changes, visit rideuta.com. Whitney Evans, KUER News.